Okay, so what I study is quantum algorithms. So I try to find problems, like Mike was talking about, that a quantum computer can solve somehow faster than a regular classical computer. So when I say a quantum speedup, what I mean is some problem where a quantum computer does something faster than a regular computer. This super polynomial part is a measure of how much better the quantum computer does. So I'll explain exactly what super polynomial means. And then Boolean formula is this is what is the type of problem that I'm going to be talking about where we get the speedup. So that's I'm going to be talking about a speedup where we get a problem where we get a speedup for a quantum computer. Okay, so how do we quantify this speedup? The way we do that is we use something called query complexity. So the problem that we're going to look at is we assume we have some function x that has 2 to the n inputs. And because we're dealing with Boolean formulas, we'll say x has outputs just 0 and 1. It's Boolean. Okay, but so the problem that we want to do, that we want our classical or our quantum computer to solve, we don't actually care about x itself. What we really want to do is we want to solve some function f of x. So we could care less what x itself does. What we really care about is this f. So f is some function x1 of x2 all the way up to x to the 2 to the n. And so today I'm going to be talking about Boolean formulas. So a Boolean formula, for example, looks something like this. X1 or x2 and x3 or x4. So our entire goal is to evaluate some formula that looks like this. That's what we want our quantum or a classical computer to do. And this is a problem that comes up quite often in many applications. Okay, so what are we going to give to our computer to be able to solve this problem? We give our computer a box that contains x. And so say we have a classical computer. We can only use this box classically. So what you can do is you can put in an I, where I goes from 1 up to 2 to the n. And the box tells you x of I. So basically, this box allows us to find out information about x, which we then use to calculate our function f. But we can also, if we have a quantum computer, we're allowed to use this box quantumly. And then we send it a state, I, 0, say. And the box sends us out a quantum state, encoding the information about x of I. So if we have a quantum computer, now we have more options for what we can do with this box. So we could ask the box with a state that's in a superposition of a whole bunch of states, like Mike was talking about. Or we could ask, with this I being entangled in some other state? So there are many more things we can do with this box if it's attached to a quantum computer than with a classical computer. So then the query complexity, is the number of uses of the box needed to solve f. So when I say we have a quantum speedup between a quantum computer and a classical computer, the only thing I'm counting is how many times we use this box. I don't care about anything else, any other computations. So if we have a quantum speedup, that means I need to use this box fewer times if it's attached to a classical computer than if it's attached to a quantum computer. So that's what I mean by a speedup. I don't care about anything else. Okay, so that's the quantum speedup part. So what about the super polynomial? So, yes?
Does this box have anything to do with f?
No, so the box contains x. So x can be, x is the, this, we can ask about, we can ask what is x1, we can ask what is x2. But our goal is to calculate f. So if we don't need to ask, you know, every single input, then we don't. We want to ask the minimum number. We want to get the minimum amount of information about x needed to figure out f. So if we want to compare the query complexity, which is the number of uses of this box, between, I'll put this over here, between a quantum computer and a classical computer. So say a quantum computer needs to use the box n times for some function that has, you know, 2 to the n inputs. And the classical computer needs to use the box n squared times. Then we say this is a polynomial speedup because these guys are related polynomially. One is just the square of the other. Now here, if the quantum algorithm takes n uses of the box. Oh, if I say queries, I might use the word query. A query is a use of the box. So if a quantum computer takes n queries, classical takes 2 to the n, we say this is exponential speedup. Okay, so I'm talking about a super polynomial speedup today. So that's something where the quantum takes n queries and the classical takes something like n raised to the power of log n queries. So we call that super polynomial. Okay, for those of us who study these questions of how, you know, fast can a quantum algorithm solve a problem, we really like to get these better than polynomial speedups, super polynomial and exponential. So even though these polynomial speedups can be really good in practice, kind of for theoretical reasons, these guys are really show the power of a quantum computer if you can get one of these big speedups. But they're also harder to find, so it's kind of nice to have found a super polynomial speedup. The other thing is, for a Boolean formula here, we have something called a total function. So a total mean function means any input is OK. So any string of 0, all these x sub 1, 2, 3, 4 have to be either 0 or 1. So you could imagine putting any sequence of zeros and ones in here. And you could always evaluate this function. It's always a valid input. So total is when we can put in anything we want here. But it turns out if you're allowed to do that, then you're only going to get a polynomial speedup. So today I'm talking about Boolean formulas with a super polynomial speedup. So that means we can't have a total function. So instead of a total function, we're going to have a promise. So a promise means we're only allowed to use certain inputs here. For example, our promise could be we have to use this, our input x, these x bits, are going to have the same number of zeros as ones. Or the x bits could somehow be periodic. Or there could be some other promise. But basically, we're going to make it easier for our computer. We're going to promise that this, it probably doesn't need to check all the possible x's up here because we're going to promise that some of them aren't allowed. So we're somehow going to make the job easier for our computer. And in that case, we can get better speedups. We can get super polynomial or exponential. Yeah?
Can you do something like that for classical computer
as well? Right. Well, so that's what, when we make that promise, it's going to speed up the quantum computer and it's going to speed up the classical computer. Exactly, but what we care about is the relationship.
Okay,
yes.
So
yeah, well, we're going to see both of them get sped up a huge amount by this promise. Okay. Yeah.
Can you give us an example of how you can use this box to solve it? Like, even in the very primitive case, I mean, high number uses or something. How do you
so, like, for this one, so for classically? Mm-hmm. So first you ask what is x1, and the box tells you it's a 1. OK, well then you don't even need to look at x2, because you know 1 or with anything is 1. Now you look at x3, and it tells you that's also a 1. You don't need to look at x4. You know this is 1. You know 1, the and of 1 and 1 is 1. You know the output is 1. You've only used the box 2 times.
But it feels like you know what f is. I mean, you know what you're trying to do.
Yeah, oh, of
so
course.
Given that.
Yeah. Yeah, you know f. So you want to choose the best strategy you can for f. OK, so this is kind of all the background. Now I'm going to talk a little bit about the specific Boolean formula that we're going to try to evaluate, the specific F. So we know exactly what F is. We're trying to do the specific one. And this is actually, Mike mentioned this. We're going to base our formula on the NAND gate. This is that problem that he said you kind of look at a particle scattering. But so the NAND gate is a 2-bit Boolean gate. The inputs are up here. NAND stands for not AND. So here the NAND of 0 and 0 is 1. The NAND of 1 and 1 is 0. And the NAND of 0 and 1 is 1. Okay? So to actually create our formula, we're going to compose a whole bunch of NAND gates. So up here we have x1, x2, our inputs, all the way over to x, to 2 to the n. And what we're going to do is we're going to pair up our input bits and do the NAND on each of them, and then pair up the outputs and continue doing the NAND with each pairing until we get to the bottom. And this is our F. We want to figure out what's at the bottom, and we can ask about what's at the top. We can ask about these bits up here. So for this, so I said if it's a total function, if we can put any sequence of zeros and ones up here, you can't get, you can only get a super polynomial, sorry, you can only get a polynomial speed up. So this famous algorithm that Mike was talking about is for this complete function. And there, quantum takes square root of 2 to the n, uses of the box, and classical takes 2 to the n. So we see it's a square root speed up. It's a polynomial speed up. I mean, this is huge. This was a huge result. This is a very, very useful and interesting function. So to see that you get a polynomial speed up was really exciting. But we want to do better. We want to get super polynomial. So what's our promise? Well, so my collaborators and I, for the quantum formula, you basically do a quantum algorithm for an individual gate a whole bunch of times. That's how you solve this problem. So what we noticed was that we could alter the algorithm for a single gate to make these guys really easy for the quantum formula. These are input 0, 0, or both input 1, 1. So whenever the quantum formula saw these inputs kind of anywhere in this tree, it was really happy. It could do it super fast. Whereas this guy, by changing the algorithm to make these ones easy, these inputs easy, this input, 0 and 1, became hard. So I don't have time to explain exactly what the promise is, but the idea is if we know for our algorithm that these inputs, 0, 0, and 1, 1, are easy, our promise is going to be that somehow throughout the tree, there aren't going to be a lot of inputs that look like this. So just a quick example. Zero, zero, one, 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 zero, zero. I'm just going to evaluate down the tree. So I've just evaluated the NAND of each of these inputs, and then the NAND again, and the NAND again. So here, these gates right here are the only bad gates, the only gates where we have one input 0 and one input 1. So this is kind of, this input is something that we like. So we're going to promise that, sorry, am I blocking it? So we're going to promise that our inputs are something like this. And it turns out that when we do this, with this promise, the quantum gets sped up so much. The quantum now takes something like n queries. Sorry, n is the depth of the tree. And the classical takes n to the log n. So we see we get a huge speed up between both without the promise and with the promise. But more importantly, we get this super polynomial speed up. So what's a little bit different about what we do here versus other algorithms is that many times to get a polynomial, super polynomial or exponential speed up, you create a problem based on the promise. Sorry, you create a promise based on the problem. Like if your problem is find the period, your promise is the function is periodic. But here we looked at the algorithm and just looked at what the algorithm did well. and then promise that we were only going to give it inputs that the algorithm could succeed on easily. So that kind of is, we suggest that this might be a new way to look for algorithms that have a large speed up compared to classical algorithms. Thank you.